This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I want you to get up now. I want all of you to get up out of your chairs. I want you to get up right now and go to the window, open it, and stick your head out and yell, "I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore!" I want you to get up right now.
Stick your head out of the window, open it, and stick your head out and keep yelling and yell, "I'm as mad as hell, I'm not going to take this anymore!" Get up from your chairs right now. Go to
the
window.
What are you doing? Oh, everybody, just go to the
window, open it, and stick your head out and yell and keep yelling.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
He tried to start a nuclear war the last 2 days, but he failed. All right, in closing, Matt Baker, really appreciate you, brother. Anything else you'd like to add to the viewers before Mr. Armstrong joins us?
Well, actually, man, you just got me. You got me to go all there. I mean, I'm literally crying my eyes out over here. Barely in the break, dude. Barely hanging on. I said it before. I'll say it again. The amount of anger that you hear in my rants is based on the amount I love the world, and I love everybody, and I want the world to succeed, and that's when I see it being stolen, when I see like a baby's throat being slit. That's how much I love that baby, is how mad I'm getting, and that's why I channel this energy, which seems like hate or anger, is really directly proportional to the amount which I actually love the universe and I love life. And I want people to realize how precious it really is. And we just can't let it slip through our fingers, man.
Absolutely. You're showing your resistance right to their evil.
Yeah. I have a great song. I wrote it a long time ago back in the pandemic. It's a takeoff on Ground Control to Major Tom. It's Mind Control to Major Scam. I wish you would play it in your breaks every once in a while.
I haven't heard it. I'll watch it. Where do we find it?
Major Scam. It's on band. I actually sent it to Daria earlier. You can play it. She's got the link. You can do it later, whatever, man.
What we'll do is we're live now, but we'll add it in post at the end of the interview. We'll add what's the name of the video again?
Mind Control to Major Scam. I don't know if it comes up as that on there, but
we'll find it. We'll add it at the end of this interview because we're live right now at 1:03 Central Time. But later today, this will be at the end of it.
And beyond anger and beyond being mad as hell, you know, the greatest victory is living a good life. Like, I like to have fun. I like to make art. I like to make music. You know, I like to create and generate things. This wall behind me, I built. I'm sitting in a room that I'm actually working. I'm on a job site right now. I'm not in a podcast studio. I'm literally in the building that I built with my bare hands. I'm working construction. I'm fighting for freedom. I'm doing music. I'm doing art. I'm getting out. I'm speaking out. And it started as a joke, but, play on words because of the Slave to Liberty logo. But, it's becoming a reality. But I am a slave to liberty, you know? It's I can't stop. I have to maintain liberty. I have to maintain freedom. It's like people become a slave to Jesus Christ. It sounds strange. It's like, I'm a slave to Jesus, and I've never been happier. It's like, you have to have a meaning in life, and you have to create art. You can't, it's not just about, you know, standing up against them. It's also about creating our own things.
I totally agree. We don't just stand against them. We build the new world, and that is how we win. Imagine that. All right, Matt Baker, amazing interview. Off the charts good. God bless you, brother.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
All right, we'll give you the latest economic analysis straight ahead. Stay with us.
Ladies and gentlemen, we always run the biggest deals of the year starting in mid-November through Christmas. But this year is hands down the biggest sale we've ever offered. Not just up to 60% off with promo code 1776, but on top of it, double Patriot points. And what makes this the most special sale ever, every order will get a free gift, no matter how small or how big. And it's all randomly selected by the shopping cart computer. So you might order a sticker pack for $5. You might order the blowout t-shirt sale for $4.95 and then get something worth $50, $60, $70, $80, $100. So again, some of the gifts are sticker packs. Some of them are Alex Jones Halloween masks. Some of them are books, films, InfoWars flags, American flags. There are hundreds of different items. It's all random. InfoWarsStore.com. Every order gets a free gift. Free gifts with every order at InfoWarsStore.com.
Those who do not want us to speak.
Think, just let me think.
Even now, orders are being shouted into telephones, and men with guns will soon be on their way.
Mr.
Damn it. Why? Because while the truncheon may be used in lieu of conversation, words will always retain their power. Words are for the means to meaning, and for those who listen, the enunciation of truth. And the truth is, there is something terribly wrong. This country, isn't that?
You designed it, sir. You wanted it foolproof. You told me every television in London.
Cruelty and injustice, intolerance, depression. And where once you had the freedom to object, to think and speak as you saw fit, you now have sensors and systems of surveillance coercing your conformity and selecting your submission.
We need cameras.
How did this happen? Who's to blame? Well, certainly there are those who are more responsible than others. They will be held accountable. But again, truth be told, if you're looking for the guilty, you need only look into a mirror. I know why you did it. I know you were afraid. Who wouldn't be? War, terror, disease. There were a myriad of problems which conspired to corrupt your reason and rob you of your common sense. Fear got the best of you, and in your panic you turned to the now High Chancellor, Adam Sutler. He promised you order, he promised you peace, and all he demanded in return was your silent, obedient consent.
Is a war. It's happening now. It will decide the fate of humanity. The time to choose sides has come. We are the resistance. We are the info war.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Longing for the sun to return to the
eye. All right, I've been following his work for 20 years. Martin Armstrong is an economist, an inventor, stock market expert. I'm not going to go over his whole bio. It would take an hour. ArmstrongEconomics.com, ask-socrates.com, ask-socrates.com. And he has been, for several years here on air, predicting exactly what we're going through now. So I would ask him to cut to the chase with what he's predicting is about to happen and then walk through the mechanics of all of that, because we need to be ready for what is taking place, a major political realignment, a major economic realignment taking place on the planet. Klaus Schwab 2 days ago, G20 saying America's power is over. I mean, they are really setting us up for a fall. So, Mr. Armstrong, great to have you with us here today. Thank you so much for joining us.
Well, thank you for inviting me, Alex.
So I'm going to try to give you the floor for most of the hour. You want to give us the big picture first and walk through it, or you want to start with the technicals and give us the answer? How do you want to start here?
Well, I think that, you know, people have to understand what is actually taking place here. Because a lot of it is just propaganda that tends to try to distract people. I mean, for years, you know, I've been basically on the opposite side of Schwab in meetings for a long time. And the reason people these governments are lining up with Schwab is because we have a sovereign debt crisis, and that's what's taking place. Now, we've been borrowing since World War II with no intention of ever paying anything back. And the real crisis here that is developing is that what Yellen came out and was saying that, oh, maybe the Treasury should step in and start buying long-term debt, etc. And the reason is that the amount of new debt that came out over COVID, it exploded. And now you have this Ukrainian war. And what she's really concerned about is that we have surpassed the ability of basically the primary dealers to even buy the debt. And people have to understand that the U.S. government traditionally never sold the debt itself. It went to the bankers, and the bankers are the ones that sold it. So to be a primary dealer, you have to get on the list and you have to guarantee to buy X amount. And the problem is that as we saw in the UK, you know, you can't imagine the losses that pension funds have endured. They, you know, they've had long-term bonds, and, you know, the EU was issuing debt negative in 2014. So all of a sudden you have interest rates soaring to 4%. The value of those bonds has been collapsing. So what Yellen was talking about, some people interpreted it in saying that, oh, she's competing with the Federal Reserve. And that's not true. The Fed creates the money. The Treasury does not. She was talking about buying in long-term debt and swapping it for short-term. In other words, that interest rates have been going up so much that what's happened is that the bond market itself has been collapsing. That was the real problem in the UK. And so she recognizes a twofold problem here. One is that as interest rates are going up, nobody wants the long-term. They lose too much money. And two, you have the primary dealers are choking on the debt, because if they have to buy it to keep their franchise but can't sell it, then you're looking at taking down the banks, like Goldman and all the primary dealers. So they were largely complaining, and that's why she came out and was talking about swapping the debt. And what Schwab has been tapping into is that these governments know that the jig is up. If they can't sell the long-term debt, you know, they can no longer continue to fund their appropriations. And so what you're looking at is a real debt crisis. And they've been using this Ukrainian war. They need a distraction. I mean, COVID was one, but honestly, they ended up exploding the debt all around the world. And now they can't really fund it. And as interest rates go up, the interest expenditures on the government explode. So, you know, people have to understand that, you know, Keynesian economics was formed in the Great Depression. And when, he came up with that idea, the United States had a balanced budget. So, you know, he basically said that's when the government should enter a deficit because the demand in the private sector is contracting. And to ease the economy, the government spending should increase to compensate for the contraction in private. Now, the problem was once you told the government that, gee, they can actually spend, and go into deficit, our politicians have done it year after year after year. So in all fairness, I mean, they never really They took one sentence from Keynes and ignored the rest of it. Keynes also said, you know, you can stimulate the economy by lowering taxes. They go into convulsions if you ever suggest such a thing. I mean, how dare we always need more. And so, for 40 some years, I've been dealing with governments, and our political system, I think, is collapsing largely because nobody will ever address anything long term. When I've been in meetings and I said, listen, we can't continue this borrowing indefinitely. And they would respond, yes, but we're different. We're the government, thinking that somebody will always buy their debt. And secondly, that they've always said, well, you know, you're talking about something that may hit in 20 years. I won't be here then. So that would be somebody else's problem.
Stay there. We got to go to break. Martin Armstrong, famous economist, amazing at predicting things. We've seen senators and House members say, though, we have unlimited money. Government can never run out of money. But we're now coming to that point. How does this thing break? What do you see unfolding? And when you talk about the end of America, the end of the dollar, and more with Martin Armstrong, I'm Alex Jones. Stay with us. Infowars.com, tomorrow's news today. ArmstrongEconomics.com.
Stock market has you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Spend the whole hour about his bio. I'm not going to do it. It's Martin Armstrong. He has predicted everything that's happened in the last 25, 30 years. And he's here making some really scary predictions. We're coming to an end of a cycle, an end of a system. I have the head of the European Central Bank saying, we're coming to an end. It's collapsing. We've got to move to a new digital currency that controls every facet of our lives. It creates a new Ponzi scheme with carbon taxes. So you're getting into all the technicals last segment. I want you to drill back into those, Martin. But big picture, how would you describe the world economy, the different players, the different groups, and where we're at, and what are you predicting is about to happen?
Well, what they've been doing is we have another little group that are really have the White House in control, and they're the climate change people. And they are the ones that are really, I'm not sure if they're just completely insane or they actually know what they're doing. But trying to shut down fossil fuels on a global scale without alternatives already in place is really insane. And this is causing the civil unrest to rise. And we're seeing that outside the United States first. Eventually it will get to the United States, but we're looking at probably a lot more civil unrest next year. And we have to understand that energy is priced in dollars. So as the dollar has been going up, their energy costs have exploded. And this is why you're seeing civil unrest in everywhere from Asia and Sri Lanka to Pakistan. It's just spreading, and it will continue. Thanks also, to the COVID lockdowns, et cetera. I mean, we just had a conference in Orlando, last week, and like three of our staff, they wouldn't even let into the country. They were stranded off in Dubai. But it's just this is what's happening. The economic system that we've been under with these people, and the central banks are no longer able to really control anything. Raising interest rates to stop inflation only makes more inflation because this type of inflation is based upon shortages. The COVID nonsense locked down everything that we had as far as the supply chain, and as a result...
And by the way, just to interrupt you, look, the head of the European Central Bank just said yesterday they're losing control. To have a central bank head saying we're losing control, that's got to be a terrifying statement.
Yes. This is what we saw in London, okay, that the long-term debt, nobody wants it. You've wiped out all the pension funds in Europe, they're broke. All right. You took interest rates to negative in 2014. And then you also had a law saying that pension funds had to be secure and had to buy government debt. I mean, they need 8% to break even. We have, we're probably the largest in the world. We have clients with portfolios of over $1 trillion. And we get requests. Can you create a green portfolio that they just break even? Because they have to have green investments politically to satisfy the politicians, but they lose money on everything. I mean, it's an absolute insane world that we're looking
and
at.
And that's the SEGs. Explain SEGs.
Well, basically, there's nothing that they can actually make money on. I mean, it's you just look at Germany. I mean, these people are so climate insane that they don't even want nuclear power. I mean, I think the former head of Greenpeace came out and said to AOC, I mean, how are people going to get their food into cities? Horse and buggy? I mean, it's gotten really insane with these people, and they are looking at it saying that they have to destroy as much of our energy capacity to produce. In case the other side gets back in, they won't be able to rebuild it. And that's really what they're trying to do.
Quantify that. That's so huge because they have all the energy heads saying, we're in transition, we're destroying the old system. You said, quote, so the other side can't get in. That is so key. Elaborate on that.
Yeah, I mean, if you destroy most of your capacity, your ability to produce energy, all right, that's what they want. They don't want us to be able to ever go back to fossil fuels. This is really why the West is using Ukraine as cannon fodder against Russia. Russia is the biggest energy producer. 50% of their GDP is all energy. That's why the U.S., you know, basically took out their pipeline. If you go back to Syria, why did Obama wanted to go into Syria? Because Qatar wanted to put a pipeline through Syria to cut off the supply from Russia, and he refused. And so right away he wanted to go in and say, oh, they abused their people, but he lost. And we, you know, Americans are getting tired of these endless wars. I was actually went to Mar-a-Lago to see Trump back in March of 2020, and I've met many heads of state. But I will say this for all the people that don't like Trump, I was actually impressed for the first time. He was a world leader, and he actually said that he wanted to pull the troops out of Afghanistan because he was sick and tired of writing letters to their parents and saying their son died for God and country. And he said, point blank, he says, what are we there for? They've been fighting over borders for 1,000 years. What difference are we going to make? And that's why Bolton came out and, oh, he has to be, he's terrible president, blah, blah, blah. But he was the first head of state of any country that I ever encountered who ever was concerned about the people that actually die on the battlefield. I mean, they all want, this is a war. We have to defeat Russia. We should push them out. How many lives is that going to cost? How many children will be, you know, lose their fathers and grow up as you know, without, you know,
Martin, I totally agree. And we got to go to break again. A long segment's coming up. But just quantify, how would you describe the world economy right now?
Basically, we're collapsing, and I don't think you'll see the dollar remain as a viable currency after 2028.
Well, you talk about they're destabilizing things. Schwab brags they're destabilizing things on purpose to bring in what? But doesn't he know he's getting the blame now? He thinks he can do this collapse and not get the blame. Do you think things are going well for the WEF?
No, look, I mean, Schwab, I can tell you that he is a control freak. This is why everything he is proposing is absolute control. All right, chips and people and all sorts of crazy ideas. You know, he's an academic, and every academic I've ever, you know, encountered are Marxists. And his view is Marxism would have succeeded had they also had Europe and the United States. So this is what they're pushing here. A one world government, they think the UN can basically then control everybody. I mean, it's going to fail. Our computer shows that it's going to absolutely fail.
But, absolutely. I mean, he is an admitted Marxist, an ultra-rich Marxist, who believes if we were all robots, then his utopia would work. Another bureaucrat control freak. Martin Armstrong's our guest. Stay with us. I've got some good news and bad news. InfoWars is running the biggest sale of 2022 right now on our amazing products. Your chance to empower your body, your health, your immune system, and more, and keep us on the air, a win-win. The bad news is a bunch of our best-selling products have already sold out, and because of supply chain breakdowns, it'll be months and months until these great products come back in. X3 sold out. Our great American Coffee Blend has sold out. Biotrin Selenium has sold out. But what hasn't sold out is DNA Force Plus, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, Whole Food Multivitamin, Brain Force Ultra, Supermel Vitality, and so much more. So, you've only got a few weeks to get these products at the lowest price you're ever going to find them. Don't fight the crowds. Don't fight the traffic. Don't do all your Christmas shopping in a month like a fool. Do it now. Get it all over with. Get a great deal. And keep InfoWars on the air while empowering your body. InfoWarsStore.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
ArmstrongEconomics.com. Martin Armstrong has been joining us for decades. He is probably the most accurate predictor of the future. He's giving you all the details and facts and background. But how does this break? I mean, what are the different scenarios? What should the public know? When we've got the head of the European Central Bank saying we've lost power, everything's collapsing. You've got Schwab laughing, saying once it all collapses, they'll be able to reorder it. But he's getting the blame. He thought that wouldn't happen. He thought they would collapse things. And then use the crisis to get control of themselves. I don't see it going that way. So looking out over the horizon, short-term, mid-term, long-term, what does Martin Armstrong see?
Well, we see a tremendous rise in civil unrest globally next year. And it is, as I said, Schwab is an academic. He actually has a bust of Lenin on his bookshelf. This is what he believes, and everybody that he has there is largely on that same agenda. It's not going to work. I mean, the primary reason that communism failed is because it attempted to make everybody just drones. I was called in by China to help them actually become capitalist. And it was a very interesting experience. I went there and effectively I had to explain very fundamental economic principles. I mean, they wanted to know, like, why one tea was selling at a different price someplace else. And I said, first you have transportation costs. And they were like, oh, wow, really? I said, then somebody will pay more for something that they prefer over another. So, this is why communism fell. Because basically, if a tea was priced at $1 here and a $1 all within the other side of the country, but it cost $10 to get it there, that's why communism collapsed. And you have these people like Schwab who just are, I don't know. I mean, they're brain dead or what? But they keep.
Well, exactly. You make statements like you'll own nothing and like it. And exactly the point you make, well, why is tea $20 here and $10 here? Because the shipping cost and where it's got to go is more. They don't even understand basic things. It is the dumbest ideology. Why does it keep taking over then?
Because, I don't know. I mean, it's. Schwab and I have been on opposite sides for decades. I mean, Marcus Vetter came and did the movie on me, The Forecaster, and it was funded by a German TV station. Schwab then called him and said, hey, I want you to do a movie on us. So Marcus filmed, it's called The Forum. Whatever I've done, he then tries to copy. It has been a war for decades between us. We started our first World Economic Conference in 1985. He started his first World Economic Forum in 1987. It's just, we're on opposite sides. I mean, Nigel Farage came to ours in 2019. And he said, of course I'm here. He says, basically Armstrong is the alternative to Davos. This has been a long-standing war between the two of us for a long time. He's just an academic.
Does he know how much trouble he's in? Because he's probably more hated than Bill Gates right now. I mean, he is as hated as much as Hitler right now.
Yeah, this is the problem. And he has used his influence to buy time with these politicians. And most look at what we have out there. I mean, you've got Trudeau in Canada. You've got Mrs. Ed down in New Zealand. I mean, all these people, he's training them to stick them in there in these various different governments. It's horrible, absolutely horrible. But it's a debate as to who is the worst world leader. I mean, look at Biden. He's senile and he just reads whatever the cue cards basically say. And it's the real president is who's writing the cue cards.
So what should we look for next? Because you've been predicting major upheaval. It's now happening. What are you predicting comes next?
Well, I think we're going to start seeing a lot of civil unrest. I think this is the longest time it has ever taken to even say who won an election. I mean, we've always known that night or maybe the day after, not a week later. My own staff could have wrote a program in less than 30 days that everybody can vote. I mean, if we can buy on Amazon safely, why can't we vote on a computer safely? What's with all these paper ballots all of a sudden? I mean, I know people in Canada that were getting ballots, mail-in ballots, and they're not even American. Pennsylvania got caught over, sending out 200,000 mail-in ballots, and they weren't even verified as to if they were American or not.
Let's switch gears. You've been really on the Ukraine crisis with Russia. This news, a false flag with a missile attempt, blew up in their face, pun intended. What do you see happening there?
Ukraine, I know very well. We actually have had employees from Donetsk as well as from Kiev. And I can tell you that you can't even bring a Russian bottle of vodka to dinner in Kiev. It's an insult. It goes back very long, time, the hatred in that area. There is no resolution. Zelensky is nothing but propaganda, basically. I mean, he puts out all this stuff. Adelaide University has just come out and confirmed that vast majority of all these pro-Ukrainian comments all over the place are done by Ukrainian bots. He is losing the war. That's really what this is about. My info from over there from the Ukrainian side said that 300,000 soldiers have been injured and 100,000 Ukrainian soldiers are dead. And he keeps trying to pretend that, he's winning, Russia's going to fail, and all this other kind of stuff. This latest missile thing, I mean... he's refusing to keep saying that it's all nothing but it's Russia, Russia, Russia. He wants to get he's trying desperately to create World War III. I mean, he's a very dangerous man, it's unbelievable. But we should not be supporting Ukraine whatsoever. I agree with Henry Kissinger. The Donetsk is historically Russian territory, and I'm talking about back to the days of the Tsar, and that's why you have Russian people living there.
Sure. So how do you see this ending? Because even there's secret U.S. talks now. Ukraine just tried a false flag. What comes next?
All I can hope for is that the West wakes up and knocks off this insane proxy war, which is basically what it is. But unfortunately, I think we're going into World War III, and it's probably going to hit after or in 2025, going into maybe 27. And because we do the same thing with Taiwan, you send Pelosi over there just before the Communist Convention. I mean, that's like, yes, you better give, Xi, absolute control. I mean, why would you do that just ahead of that? Of course that supported him. I don't know who's making these decisions in Washington, but they seem to be intentionally trying to make the world far worse rather than better.
Exactly. Stay there. Martin Armstrong, armstrongeconomics.com. I want to try to – you cover any other big topics you want. I've got a lot of questions, but you're smarter than I am about economics, what's happening. What is your advice to the American people of the world about the time and place we're in right now? Final segment with our special guest, Mr. Armstrong. Then Paul Joseph Watson takes over. We'll be right back.
For 20 years, I've been an afternoon napper, usually for about 30 minutes, but never longer than an hour. I justified this behavior by observing that animals take quiet times in the afternoon. All five cats go quiet, as does the dog. The chickens all sit quietly under a tree for about 90 minutes every afternoon. The wild birds say nor sing anything during this time. All goes quiet. Since beginning daily use of Your Way, I've not taken an afternoon nap, nor has the thought of taking one ever entered my mind. I'm single and homeschool my three children. I feel I'm a bit calmer and a bit more alert in managing them since using Green Meadow Way. Finally, I've been tortured with sciatic nerve pain for the last year. After a month on Green Meadow Way, the improvement has been great, and I hope for a complete release from that energy and life-sucking malady.
Call 888-988-3322. 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com. Following this stuff for 30 years, had him on for 20. Only a couple times a year we should get him on more often. He's hard to get on. Martin Armstrong, armstrongeconomics.com. During the break, I said, Mr. Armstrong, condense all your predictions and warnings into this segment, and can we stop World War III? And he said, probably not. They need it. The globalists need it as a smokescreen for the Great Reset. So, sir, give us that knowledge and talk about your new book and where this is all going.
Well, their theory is to create a new Bretton Woods. And to get out of all the debt, they will default on it. And that's why Schwab is saying, you'll own nothing and be happy. He's trying to make it sound that you're the one in trouble, not them. And that they will relieve you of all your debts. And they're being generous in helping you. When in fact, it's their debts that they're going to default on, but that wipes out all the pension funds. So security is 100% U.S. government debt. And so they think that using the war, that will be the justification to create another Bretton Woods after World War II. And then they get to reestablish everything. And for 40 years in governments that I've been talking to, their view is that they are not the problem, we are. And that if you found a $100 bill in the parking lot, you cheated them out of their $50, you know, their share. It's, you know, they never consider anything whatsoever about, you know, themselves. As I've said, there's no mirrors in Washington. So it's always about us, and we do not comply with what they want to do. And that's why they want the digital currencies. Because if I gave you $100, that's fine. They don't know where I got it from. But if it's a digital currency, they know where I even got it from and can follow it all the way down the line. So, I mean, this is all getting to be, you know, very draconian. But, I mean, this is their objective. And that's what Schwab is really saying with the Great Reset. And he has sold this idea to governments as a whole as their way to escape from the debt crisis. And it's just going to be a complete mess. And then he thinks he can recreate things. And you can't. I mean, the reason we became the biggest in the world was because we did foreign exchange. All right. We were the first ever to do anything like that. And when we were going to open an office in 1985, I had, you know, lunch with one of the top bankers of in Switzerland, and I had a list of foreign names, you know, European advisors, whatever. And he said, name one European analyst. And I was embarrassed because I couldn't. And he said, there are none, because after World War II, every politician used the rise in the currency from zero as proof that he did a good job. So no bank analyst would ever come out and say, oh, the Deutsche Mark's going to go down. That was, you know, political. So we became the biggest. And he says, because you don't care if the dollar goes up or down. I said, it's just a trade to me. That's it. So that's how we became so big. It was just simply our, you know, foreign exchange was our, you know, our real forte. And you have to understand that that's why all the governments called us in for this, that, the other thing. I mean, it was, you know, I got called in for creating the G5 back in 85, the 87 crash. You know, I was friends with Margaret Thatcher. She kept the pound out of the euro. When they tried to get it in, that blew up and Soros became famous. I mean, all these things I've been in the middle of, and it's always been foreign exchange has been the primary issue. And when they were creating the euro, they came to us. And I told them, if they don't consolidate the debts, it's going to collapse. And they said, look, we just have to get the euro in first, and we'll worry about it.
And now they admit, so what's the first to collapse? Is it the euro? Is it China? Because the ruble's way up. I mean, what's the most? Is it the dollar? I mean, how do you see this? I know it's hard to make a prediction, but
the dollar's the last to fall because it's going to be like World War One and Two. All the money comes here. All right, because Europe's, you know, you got tanks going down the streets, blowing up things. That's what the strength in the dollar has been. It's been capital inflows, a U.S. share market as well. I mean, pay attention to the Dow versus, for example, the Nasdaq. Nasdaq is retail domestic. The Dow is the big money from international. It's like when the Japanese came over buying real estate. You know, what did they bought all the trophies, you know, Rockefeller Center, etc. They don't buy mom and pop houses down the street from you. So it's, you know, the Dow represents big international capital. And first you have the concentration of capital into the United States from Europe and Asia. And then eventually, you know, as all these countries start defaulting on their debt, they're going to turn and say, well, the U.S. has got to be next. So the U.S. will be the last to fall. And you know, that's why they got Biden in there, because he'll sign basically anything that.
And as you said, they're getting ready to the euro to be the first big one to drop, but they want a big bailout with their Marshall Fund 2.0.
Yeah, pretty much, yes. I mean, you have Zelensky over there who's telling, got Biden mad. He's basically saying he wants the U.S. to cover all their pensions. We don't even cover ours. I mean, it's, you know, the whole thing is falling apart.
How does FTX going belly up tie to this?
They, you know, they were basically funding. They were the second largest donor to the Democrats. He was basically funding the fake studies for COVID, he just bought his way into the Democrats and thinking that he could, you know, buy protection. But, you know, they lost so much with the collapse in digital currencies that, you know, it's, you know, there it goes. I mean, and you're getting a contagion now in other areas. So the good old fashioned things is basically, you know, cash, some metals, things of that nature, and you keep them in your drawer for right now. But U.S. dollars, I should point out that 70% of the dollars circulate outside the country. Because the U.S. has been the only country that doesn't cancel its currency, whereas Britain cancels it. You have a 10-pound note from 20 years ago. They're worthless. The same thing in Europe. I mean, they cancel currencies routinely. Canada passed a law, and he canceled all the high currencies in January. So this is, you know, the U.S. is the dollar has been the reserve currency, and it's also been used primarily outside the country. I mean, dollars are circulating tremendously in Russia.
So in closing, and I really appreciate your time, other big predictions politically in America, the war in Russia, just quick synopses if you can.
Well, this is an election that nobody's going to accept. And it's our computer warned that it was probably the most, you know, corrupt election, I think, in American history. But it really calls into question what's going to happen in 2024. And I'm not necessarily sure we're even going to have a viable election at that point. I mean, it's like Stalin said, you know, anybody can vote whoever they want, but it's those that count are the ones that decide the election. And, you know, he wasn't so far off. You have to understand that we're probably still in a very steep recession. Interest rates are still going to rise into next year. So you're looking at mortgage rates going up. I wouldn't pay off mortgages if you have them at low rates. I would, you know, basically keep it because that's the risk you've sold to somebody else. And I would definitely make sure you have a supply of some food because the supply chain has been really seriously disrupted. And energy, I mean, you should have at least some sort of a backup if possible because these people are trying to shut down the entire power grids, really, with what they're doing, and they don't even understand. I mean, you had Biden, as soon as he came in, the first thing he did was cut off the pipeline from Canada. Then he outlaws all drilling. Yet then he goes over to Saudi Arabia before the election, and please don't cut off anything before the election. We don't care what you do afterwards. But, you know, these people are completely insane. If everybody had electric cars, the power grid, the most conservative estimate I've ever seen, it has to be 400 times larger than what it is now.
Incredibly said. I know you've got to go, but if you could do 5 more minutes, a 2-minute break, I just want you to continue what you're doing now because I want you to just lay it out because they are insane. They're collapsing things. They admit they want to post an extra world, but they're going to get the blame. How do we stop them from completely collapsing things and then get new leadership and stop this? Because that's the big question. 5 more minutes with us, Mr. Armstrong. We'll come right back to you.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.